All right, mic check 1212, mic check 1212. Here we are. I will name this podcast later, episode number 23.
Jordan.
Here I am, Joe Budden, for those of you who may not know, along with my unlovely co-host,
thanks, man.
Body the Body, and Rory. They're still here. Haven't been able to shake them or lose them for some odd reason.
Word.
I mean, we gotta pick a new time. Throw us off.
I was about to say, if I change the location of this fucking podcast, that might do some wonders.
I'm the one that confirms if with the engineer.
Oh, yeah. Can't really shake you.
Yeah.
Well, you're not my first priority anyway.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Really
everyone.
Need to get Marissa out of here, but it's all right. Here we are. I'm very proud of myself. I made it up here today without my crutches.
Ooh.
There we go. Thank you, Marissa.
You're welcome.
Made it. Thanks, Joey. I appreciate that. Made it up here without my crutches, so I'm in a really good mood. And yep, that's that. I released my single yesterday called Broke. You can purchase it on iTunes. Joe Budden Broke. It's being received rather well. Sounds great.
It does. I really enjoy it. No
I
bias.
Like it too.
I think it's a really good record. And I think it's been receptive on social media as well.
Yeah, yeah.
For people that tend to dislike everything, so that's always a plus.
Yeah, this is big for me because I haven't released singles that sound like this in forever. I have never done it, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, in ever?
I think it's a perfect blend for your fans that have been here for a while and the new fans. Like, She Don't Put It Down Like You is a great record.
That's still
but
shit.
I think it probably disappointed the hardcore Joe Budden fan. I think you found a nice medium here.
Well, the hardcore Joe Budden fan is going to always be disappointed.
Yo, they're like everything. Never happy. Yeah. They're never fucking satisfying.
It's like, yo, my nigga, you did a record with Wayne? What the fuck? Yo, you are garbage. I'm like, oh, silly me. Recording with the best, biggest rapper
in
the universe.
Right, a fucking superstar. That's amazing.
Yeah, right.
Stupid Joe Budden. But yeah, it's going pretty well. All Love Lost, the album, out October 9th. I think the single is a pretty good indicator of what you will be hearing. It's just scratching the surface. So I'm excited about that. And now that we got my shameless plug out the way, I felt like it's only right you do a shameless plug. If you have a podcast, you should talk about your music at some point.
I think so, yeah.
I'm not really a promo guy.
Seriously.
Yo, for those of you people that follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, and some of you have been following my career for a little while,
he hates to accept the fact that he's a fucking rapper, so he never wants to do the shit that you're supposed to do as a rapper.
I don't like promo for some reason. Like, I don't know. I feel like I just want to make music.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but...
But people need to hear that music.
Right.
I know, but I feel like there should be channels to take care of the promo. It's almost like strip clubs, right? Strip clubs, there used to be a promoter. But now they put it on the bartenders and the strippers to bring the people in. And I feel like that's exactly what's happening with music because of social media. Now you have to just flood people's timeline with every single fucking thing that you're doing. For me, it's annoying when I see it. When I see other people do it, it's very annoying.
It is annoying when, like, especially when an artist becomes nothing but promo and you barely get their personality through a Twitter and it's just straight fucking links all day long where they're going to be.
Yeah, that's not attractive.
And once a day, it's the same links, like, purchase my single on iTunes, purchase my last EP on iTunes. You know, same shit. That gets redundant.
Well, let me ask you a question, because now artists are much more involved with their promo. When you started out, I think the labels did, maybe not in your case, because I know you and Def Jam didn't see eye to eye all the time, but the label did much more, I think, in 02 to 04 than the label does now as far as promoting. I think artists have a lot more hand in it. So are you just in the mind state that you came up in that era?
No. No, I'm not that old school. I do realize that with budget cutbacks, labels they're not going to go above and beyond to promote like they once did. I mean, and we're seeing that now more than ever with artists not even putting singles out. They're just putting an album out.
I mean, shit, street teams became hashtags.
Right.
Future Hive is a street team.
It really is.
Yeah, I want to shout out to Future Hive, man.
Yo, they did it.
They
was wrong.
They came out. I won by default.
I will admit when I am wrong, and I was fucking wrong.
That was amazing.
they crazy. Did that. And it's crazy, like, what a difference it is in just the year from Honest, like, the numbers. That's really good.
You know, a few of these people are trolling.
Yeah.
But it backfired.
Yeah.
It became a real thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the trolling was so gigantic that it wasn't trolling anymore. Like, the Future fans didn't realize that some of you were trolling.
No, I don't think they did.
It backfired. The troll didn't work, and now you are a part of Future Hive, even if you were trolling.
You can't backtrack now.
Yeah, and he did exceptionally well. He did phenomenal. I read something yesterday that him and his camp urged L.A. Reid to push the album up 2 months.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And it worked. So you know,
I mean, he had the momentum.
He really did. That's crazy. That rollout was like, because
I think they made
like
that
amazing
mistake with his first album. He had a lot of momentum, not like now.
Pluto?
But, I don't know the name of his
in
last
2011
album.
Yeah. Or 2012.
He had a lot of momentum. I think they waited and it kind of passed a bit, and I think that's why he didn't do as well. But they did perfect timing for this.
Yeah, this was amazing.
This dropped right at the perfect time.
Yeah, anytime, you know, I'm all for an artist being in touch with their fan base and urging the label to kind of get with the program here. I think L.A. Reid was trying to put out a single, and Future and his camp said, no, it's not time for a single, it's time for an album. So congratulations to him. He did really, 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 really well. Marissa won, right?
Yep, by default.
Yeah.
I just keep getting fucking shut out here in this numbers game, which I normally do really well. It wasn't until we started doing that on this podcast that I started failing miserably. I want to ask you guys about your weekend, but I want to get into Action Bronson first.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's crazy.
Where do we begin here?
Well only one person in this room has ever beefed with Wu-Tang. So I think
there's
you
no
should
backstory
start
here. You have to give backstory to people. You guys just act like
For
people
years,
already know shit.
They people should. Have compared Action Bronson to Ghostface Killa because of the same, their voice sounds the same. I don't think they rap too similarly, but people have said that, and he's constantly gotten comparisons. And when he started in music, which is at least 2-3 years ago now, he used to get those questions a lot, and he always spoke about how he's a huge fan of Ghostface and he's honored to be compared to him and yada, 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 yada. That comparison has like kind of gone away as far as being asked in interviews because it's an old topic now. Everyone knows that. And when he appeared on ESPN, I believe Sports Nation last week, those guys aren't so necessarily in touch with hip hop, so they didn't really know how played out of a question that was. So they brought up a topic once again. He prefaced it by saying, yes, you know, I know the comparisons. I'm honored to be compared to such a great guy. But then he kind of kicked himself in the ass because then he said, but he's not making music like this now. And he didn't mean it in a negative way, but Ghostface didn't necessarily take too kindly to that. So he later released a 6-minute video going at Action, and he threatened him to gut him like a fish or something like that.
Over some Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was Wu-Tang references, though, but then some of it was just like some real shit. And Action had put out tweets kind of apologizing but had deleted them, and I think that's kind of what set Ghostface off. And then he set out another set of tweets yesterday once Ghostface let the video out, apologizing again and saying, you know, he can admit when he's wrong, and he's wrong, and here we are.
Well, now, in hip-hop is one of the only genres where admitting that you're wrong is faggot shit.
Yeah. Right.
It's some sucker shit. And
you took the words out of my mouth, Paul. That's exactly what I was going to say. Hip-hop's the only genre where you're looked at as less of a man for admitting that you were wrong.
Yeah.
Which is just the weirdest concept to me.
So he did apologize. Now I've got some experience in this particular area, and watching it all play out was very nostalgic. It was very deja vu-ish for me. For those of you who don't know, Vi put out a list. I said some not so encouraging words about Method Man, and it was very, very, very bad from there. I think at the time, Rock the Bells was going on.
Rest in peace.
But you know, I have a rest in peace to do later, by the way, for Joey Robinson. But remind me about that in the event that I forget. Rock the Bells was going on at the time. Caught Me Slipping, Raekwon, him and Five Guys. I Get Punched in the Face, and that was all that the media got. But behind the scenes, that was a very drawn out series of events. So when Ghostface said to in his video that he told Action to fix it, just fix it. I don't care how you fix it, but fix it. Mm-hmm. I remember Method Man telling me the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like almost verbatim in those words. Mm-hmm. And I apologized because I really was wrong. But, and then I don't think Raekwon heard that apology. And we were traveling on the same tour. And then it got bad. But once I got hit, see, and this is where you kind of have to weigh things out. Once I got hit, Crook had 100 gang members there in a heartbeat.
It was in L.A., right?
This was in L.A., San Bernardino, Cali. Mm-hmm. That was Rock the Bell, San Bernardino. Crook had 100 gang members there. Royce had a bunch of people there. And Raekwon had quite a few people there. This is the part that really never got to social media and all of that. Like, this was a very big deal behind the scenes. Not only that day, but thereafter with, you know, all these Wu affiliates and all of these Slaughterhouse affiliates. And it was no longer music. It was real intense beef, hands, weapons on deck. Until, long story long, until Method Man and I had a conversation at, was that Rock the Bells again? Yeah, we did Rock the Bells again. Him and I had a conversation. There's footage out there where me and him took a long romantic walk somewhere. And basically what he said to me was, you are an amazing MC. You are really, really good. You are better than most people. There's no need to put down other rappers to get your point across. Your music and your lyrics will do that for you. He went into detail about some things that don't need to be discussed, but he was right. He was absolutely right about what he was saying. Now, Action Bronson, the only difference here is, I don't think I'm going out on a limb and saying Action Bronson sounds like the child of Ghostface.
Right.
Absolutely. I think so, even he would agree.
Yeah. There have been times where I have heard Action Bronson and I have thought that it was Ghostface.
Yeah. People say that all the time.
Not only
Ghost said that too prior to this whole thing. Ghost said, one time I heard Action Bronson and said, when did I write that verse?
Yeah.
He really thought he was listening to himself.
It has been times. I remember when Action did his Hot 97 freestyle with Flex.
I enjoyed that freestyle.
That was a great freestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I first heard that freestyle, I swore it was Ghost. Not only in vocal affliction, but his rhyme style.
Yeah. Like, and some references seem Ghost-faced-like.
Most of the references, the way that he references does seem a bit Ghost-faced-ish.
Well, if he is inspired by him and is a fan, then I can, you know, it makes sense. I mean, he can't help that it's being inspired.
I get that.
But if his voice does sound like that, everything else is going to fall into that
category too. That's not true at all.
You don't think so?
His voice can sound exactly like Ghostface's voice.
But he can
His delivery doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
The way that he writes his rhymes, it doesn't have to sound like Ghostface at all. But I mean, whatever works. Action Bronson sold some records.
His album was good.
Whatever works for him.
I liked his album.
But the lyricists in me, I have to ask, is Action Bronson better than Ghostface?
I don't think anyone, including Action Bronson, would think that.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think Action was trying to say that either. It's really just...
Well, what was he trying to say?
More like Ghost is really not putting out music right now. Like, that's not really... You know what I mean? He's not doing stuff like that. So he's like, he's not rapping like this right now. Like, I'm here now. Like, Ghost paved the way... And Ghost is still who he is, but like I'm doing it right now. I'm putting out the music now.
I think you caught Action Bronson in a human moment, and we're analyzing it as a rapper, and he should have the PR and the couth to do that. But he had been asked so many times about
like
this. I think he finally just was like, "All right, fam, I've had enough of this fucking question.
Like,
we're on a sports network,
yeah."
And I think he just made a joke, but it didn't come across as a joke.
That was a joke.
I don't think it was a
joke.
He laughed
but after.
I mean, you kind of nervously laughed.
Let me tell you, listeners out there. There are a few people in hip hop that you shouldn't joke with.
I 100% agree. I put like Ghost. I put like Tretch in that category.
Like you, yeah. Like Ghost really. He had to wear a mask the first 3 years when his career because he was fucking on the run.
You want to leave Freddie Fox alone? You know, there's a list of people.
Yeah.
Who aren't from this generation here. They don't get... Yeah, and that was the thing with me and Wu-Tang. I was very much caught up in social media. And
they were not.
Right.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about any of that shit. We don't give a fuck about Twitter, Instagram, stream. We don't... What is this stuff that you talk about?
Yeah.
You said something. You said a nigga's name. You shouldn't have said it. Now this is where we're at with it.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't think the Action Bronson is better. No.
I don't think Action would say that either.
Yeah.
But he cleaned it up. He cleaned it up.
Well, I saw today on Rap Radar that Ghostface, this was like an hour ago, Ghostface did not accept his apology.
Oh, he didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's really rough. What else he supposed to do after that point?
I can look it up. Yeah, I don't know what you're supposed to do
and
after that.
And that is where it gets a bit tricky.
Just go to rapradar.com.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Because it would seem like Listen, listeners don't need to hear you guys is behind the scenes fucking baffling. I'm going, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Anyway, oh shit, I don't know what else he can do. Glad it's not me. He may need to call him. In Ghostface's video, he said he called him for a temperature check.
Yeah.
Now, people from my generation, we know good and well what a temperature check is and what that is about and what it represents. Mm-hmm. So unless he called from a private number, I would just call him. You want to speak to him. Yeah. But then again, there's that whole thing of don't diss me publicly and apologize privately.
Private. Yeah.
But he did apologize publicly. It didn't work. So now he has to take the next step. So.
And I think Action deleted those tweets because he just didn't want it to become
a thing.
A thing. And yeah, that backfired on him, too.
Yep.
I wish Action the best.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not me again.
Well, yeah. Today at 11:47 a.m., Ghostface does not accept Bronson's apology.
It was filmed last night, though. Did Bronson apologize today? Or no, he apologized yesterday.
Yesterday.
Well, he apologized before and then apologized again.
Right. So last night at his show, he said, nah, not accepting.
But I did agree with Bronson on wrong is wrong. I'm wrong. If more people apologized, these types of issues wouldn't happen so often.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I agree with that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go any further, I do want to say rest in peace to Joey Robinson Jr. of the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yes,
he passed away at 53 years old. The funeral was yesterday. My mother attended because my family has some ties to that family. But yeah, he passed away of cancer. So my condolences to his... Oh shit! I'm breaking shit. My condolences to his family, friends, and loved ones, and may he rest in peace. It's been a rough year for people. It seems like people are dying often.
Mm-hmm. Has it been any different?
Right.
I don't feel like very many people died of notoriety in 2014.
Actually, today marks the 1-year anniversary of Robin Williams passing.
Mm. It's only been a year. Yeah. I thought it'd have been longer than that.
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, it does feel longer than that for Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't want to somber the room.
Yeah, I'm like all sad now.
Y'all look super sad. Y'all look like really down and out
and
depressed.
Yeah, well, when Robin Williams died, I was actually like
I was very
hurt.
Hook was like literally my favorite movie growing up, and Jumanji, so it was a big...
Jumanji would be your favorite movie.
Like, it was so cool, like the fantasy of it, like this shit is dope to me.
Okay, so when I saw Marissa when I was walking into the building, she wanted to tell me all of these wonderful things, but she wanted to save it for the podcast so she can get a natural reaction.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I saw Fishbot this weekend.
Oh, I saw you tweet, and I...
And you replied.
I replied with a big SMH.
Yes. And, yeah, I decided I'm not going to mess with him anymore. So, we won't be...
Can we get a tally on how many times she said that on this podcast? Can a listener go back and tally all these up?
Yeah. No, I just think I care too much and it's going to just hurt me in the long run. So I would just rather separate myself. And that's that. But anyway, it's my birthday week. My birthday.
Well, why? You saw him? What happened?
Something happened.
Yeah, I want to know what happened.
Nothing really. No, we talked.
You can't go smiling. Yeah. I saw a fish spot this morning or yesterday.
I mean, because we hung out and it was actually really good. And then I saw him again the other day. And but it's just kind of this thing, like, I know he's not in a place in his life where he's going to be what I would want him to be in my life. And instead of just kind of like being around and just taking pieces of him, I'd rather just not have any and then like set myself up for heartbreak.
Really quick, just to speak for all the men out there, I really hate when women muster up the courage to do that.
Do you believe them when they say it, though?
No.
So I don't know how much courage you can put to that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In my case, maybe once or twice, I'm not going any more than three times, women have mustered up enough courage to actually leave me the fuck alone because they care too much, they're too invested, they love me too much, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is after years of shit. And I'm always really disappointed. But yeah, in the back of my mind, I feel like... in the event that I wanted to make that go another way, I could. But I won't because I care about her and if that's what she wants to do. Like, I feel like the man is in more control of that.
I mean, yeah.
Typically, yeah. I mean, you'll find a feminist that'll argue that, but yeah.
I get that you're saying you're going to leave this man alone because you care too much. Mm-hmm. But if he calls you in 3 months,
and I don't think
you're coming through.
And I don't think you care that much either.
No, I do. First of all, I do care that much. But second of all, if you guys have been, you know, you've heard of my little random trials and tribulations with him, it's been so up and down and it hasn't even been that long. And like, I'm just at a point with work that I really can't afford to just be so distracted by somebody like that. Like, I just know it's going to just drain me of everything. And I can't. Like,
yeah,
I really do care too much.
But for the record, every man that you have mentioned on this podcast, it's been nothing but ups and downs.
I know, but I don't really care about them. Like, I care about this, and it's just so the ups and downs affect me more than it does with these other people. You know what I mean?
And what happens when these things affect you? You can't work, you can't blog, you can't type, you can't go to Hot 97.
It's not that much, but
like,
I do.
What can't you do?
I
such a dick.
I'm asking.
No, it's true. Like, I do get distracted sometimes. I don't feel like working at all. Like, I'm that emotional. Like, I'm really that up and down with certain shit sometimes. Like, if you hit me on the wrong day, I'm all fucked up. So I just don't.
You can't talk to your other bays. Can't fly to Cleveland. Like, what can't you do here?
It's just shit. It is shit like that. Like, it really does affect my mood, and I don't have the time to have my mood affected.
I feel like you've been closer with other men that you've talked about on this podcast. With him, it seems like y'all just talk at 2 a.m. and go fuck, and then
okay,
I could be mistaken.
Yeah,
I could be mistaken, but that's just what it seems like from what we've talked about.
Yeah,
because with Michael Kors, it seems like there was more of a daytime relationship there, but you didn't give a fuck about him.
Yeah, I never
so
did.
That's
because
where I'm
kind of
lost.
He was kind of like, I didn't always know, but like,
yeah,
I realized.
You and Fishbutt, y'all never been in the movies. We don't ever hear stuff like that.
They couldn't. We don't know. But from the information
that we've
gotten, it's just been.
I mean, I try to keep it pretty light for the podcast.
Never been.
No one cares about.
Never been a Del Frisco's reservation for you and Fishbutt.
I imagine you said you kept it light for the podcast by saying, yeah, we fuck, but that's too deep to say, yeah, we went out one day.
I mean,
yeah, something is wrong with her and the way her brain gauges.
That's too heavy.
Well,
we saw Fantastic Four.
I
can't tell you about that.
Whatever. But yeah, so that's my decision with that. But
so you're not going to tell us what happened?
That's literally it. Nothing
You didn't
happened.
Go see this dude and then say, you know
an
what, I care
happened.
Too much.
No, I mean, we just talked about life and shit like that. Like, it really, there was literally
and something
nothing specific.
He said triggered.
No, there's not. But just being around him and just even being so happy to be around him and just caring so much and going home. And I'm like, yeah, no, this is not going to work. I'm really getting caught up for nothing. And that's it was kind of when I went home that I had the epiphany, not when I was with him.
Okay, so.
So it just, that's.
So after y'all fucked.
No, we didn't fuck.
They didn't fuck.
No.
Not even a goodbye fuck?
I didn't want to.
How could you have closure without fucking?
It wasn't closure. It's not like I told him, hey, we're not going to do this anymore.
So he doesn't know.
Not really.
Yeah, it's not over. We haven't heard the last of this one.
No.
Anyway, guys, it's my birthday on Monday. So,
happy birthday.
Thank you. I have a party on Friday. You guys don't have to come. I would really like you guys to come to that, though.
I will be out of town, but I would go.
And I'm not coming.
Why? It's my birthday.
You'll have more birthdays.
You've never come to any of my birthday stuff.
And there's a reason.
Why?
My foot is broke. I'm not coming to a birthday party.
Okay, well, then I'm having a dinner on Monday. You have to come to dinner.
No, I'm not
I've come
to
your birthday dinners.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't do something every year.
I know, but every time you do something, I've come.
Yeah, but my foot is broke.
Yeah, but you just said outside you're going to go out this weekend.
That's not what I said.
Yes, you did.
I said I may even. And in the event that I go out, then yeah, I'll come stop by.
To which one?
Too much pressure.
I
don't want to make a commitment right now. I don't want to tell you yes, and then I'm committed, and I'm all in.
Yep.
And then
it's kind of messed up.
And as we get near to the day, I'm like, yeah.
But you should want to come to my birthday.
Listen, anyway, so you're having a dinner. You're using the podcast as a way to tell everybody to come to your shit. All right,
no,
so
I don't want anyone else to come.
Oh, like, just me?
I mean, and Rory.
Is Fishbot coming?
No, I'm not inviting him.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not coming then.
Why? You want to see hang out with Fishbot?
Exes are always allowed at birthdays. I don't see why people have a problem with it.
No. A potential new bae might come, so I can't.
Why can't your ex celebrate another year of your life?
I can't have my old work in there.
How come you get a new bae every week?
He's not a new bae. I just met him. We're just texting. It's not really serious at all.
That's what's happened with every man that you make mention of on this podcast.
Okay, well, I mean,
I'm tired of talking about you and all your bae. I don't give a fuck. And I don't know why you think that the listeners give a fuck.
They do.
Because you get 5 people to tweet you, oh, how's things going with...
Yeah, who are probably trying to fuck anyway.
Yeah, like,
no,
nobody
girls.
Cares. We
it's
we
girls.
Got this segment where you just fucking tell
you
us
know,
all about
you
your love life.
You introduced the segment last week, actually.
No, I said we maybe should start a segment.
Yeah, exactly.
But off of that, we spent too much time on that. So what else is going on with you? You're having dinner on Monday. You're having a party on Friday. Where's your party?
Opus.
Where's that?
It's uptown in the Heights.
Opus still is... Oh, it's a different Opus.
Yeah.
I'm talking
yeah,
about Opus.
Yeah,
it used
yeah.
to be on Third.
I was thinking,
yeah,
no,
Third
it's
F.
a different one. And,
I thought that close.
Flex is DJing.
Opus used to be so filthy. Rest in peace.
I went there once. It was a good spot.
All right, so what else is happening with you?
I think that's my life.
That's it?
Yeah, I was excited about that stuff.
That's what you couldn't fucking tell me outside, that your birthday is coming and that you're done dealing with homeboy?
Yeah, because I wanted to get your commitment on recorded. So you had to come. That was kind of why I wanted to ask you. Because you never come to my stuff.
I'm going to assume that you don't want to
put you on the flyer?
No, don't put me on the flyer.
I really would care. I don't really care about the club. I care more about the dinner. It's more intimate.
Where's the dinner?
I don't want to say because I don't want people showing up.
Oh.
Right. But it's in Manhattan, though. But.
I mean, do you really think people are just going to show up to dinner?
Well, if I go, that will happen.
Exactly.
I have tweeted and Instagrammed pictures of me at like some stupid shit like Johnny Rockets, and people show up to fucking get autographs or pictures. I'm really mad that the autograph is dead.
Oh, the selfie killed the autograph.
I think we talked about this before.
That bothers me, though, still. Like, yeah. Like, I'm almost taking it back.
You like your signature?
No,
I mean, what can you do with that shit anymore, though? Like, look at it?
No, a signature was just really quick, like, hey, can I get an autograph?
And you can just scribble on it.
I mean, they still low key do it, though. Like, at those meet and greets, they'll sign posters and shit like that. But I mean, they also take photos. Yeah, but
those, see what I mean? That's kind of my point. Like, it's done as like a treat.
Yeah.
It's not the norm.
It's not what they're sought.
So now when you deal with people taking pictures, a lot of people, sometimes they got to make room for pics in their phone. They're taking a bad pic. They want to see the pic. They want to take 5 pics. They're drunk. They got to find somebody to take the pic. Like, it's a big whole ordeal. It's not just quick anymore. But whatever.
Did meet and greets used to go a lot quicker prior to the selfie generation?
I don't know, because I didn't start doing meet and greets until the selfie generation.
Got it.
So wait, not just to backtrack here for a moment. When you say you're not fucking with this dude because he's not the way you want him to be, does that mean that, and I'm going somewhere with this, does that mean that he's not going to stop fucking with bitches?
Probably.
Because you fuck with niggas.
I know, but that's just because he's not giving me a commitment.
He could say the same thing to you.
No.
Basically. He could, though.
He could, but I don't even think he wants a commitment right now.
But that leads me to my question. Is monogamy an original idea, or is that
projected,
manufactured, man-made, something that has been instilled in us? And I ask this because of this. I have been meeting quite a few people, all whom shall remain anonymous, that are of this belief that, you know, that being faithful to one person is not something that humans are, you know, and I wish I had one of them here so they could explain this shit.
I know who you're talking about.
I'm not just talking about one person. I've met quite a few people now who are of this belief.
But they do believe that you can love one person. They just kind of mean like as far as sex goes?
I don't mean they're trying to get married
to a main person,
multiple people.
Okay. Yeah.
They just don't believe that humans should be faithful.
It's sad because I'm starting to become so jaded that I'm almost starting to come into that same mind frame. I really don't want to get there because I have very traditional views and beliefs. But like, just being around all of this, and I think my change of heart or whatever is starting to come from like the guys that I hang out with and seeing them cheat, and it's so mindless. Like, it literally means nothing. Like, it's literally just a nut, and like they keep it moving, and there's no emotional attachment. It's starting to make me like, wow, that didn't mean anything. There was no significance to the relationship that he actually holds with the other person. It's still shitty, but that's the reason why I'm starting to change. And maybe that monogamy isn't as, I don't want to say important, but it's just not as possible these days, maybe.
Well, no, it's possible.
It is.
It's very possible.
Realistic was maybe the word I was looking for. Yeah. Realistic.
You have anything to add here?
I'm to the belief that people have felt this way forever, but there's just been such a traditional value instilled into you that now it's being exposed because we have this platform to so many people and everything we do is so open that now it's become more normal to have that.
Well, you fix your mic for a minute. I met someone recently
just to finish my point, because I think our parents, for example, were probably have the same thoughts and actions of what we want to do, quote unquote, but there was no platform to expose all of these quote unquote awful things, aka cheating,
indiscretions and shit.
Yeah,
our grandparents.
I think this generation is on a platform where everyone can see your every fucking thought, and it encourages people to express their thoughts where they were maybe suppressed as our parents because there was not this platform.
Right.
Well,
it's become more acceptable.
To add to what you're saying, let's be very clear that that generation that you speak of, our parents and our grandparents, they were built differently.
Right, mm-hmm. Especially our grandparents. I feel like our parents started trickling down, but our grandparents is where those core values of get married at 21, buy that house together, build the family, stay together, they're still together. It's our parents that have divorced at an alarming
cheating,
rate.
Cheating, I don't think, was so irreconcilable then. Like, you know, you have those couples from back then who have been together for 40, 50, 60 years.
Yep. Who are going through the same problems that couples are now.
I've heard they are just in that tradition.
And that's where I think this tradition can give and take. Because now I think people can be in open relationships and it be more acceptable. But I think that may lead to them separating at some point.
It's a slippery slope. It really
is. The tradition of marriage and sticking to that will keep a family together and it will keep that relationship going. Being in relationships that are super open, on paper it sounds like, yeah, if I could do my business, she could do her business and we're fine. I still think that could lead to a messiness where traditional marriage kept you away from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads to what I was about to say when I interrupted you. I met some people. Well, I met a person recently who worded this this theory so well that I was almost inclined to roll with him. Like, he almost had me.
You might have sold me, bro.
Like, he's with the person that he's with, and his main thing that he kept repeating was...
And which, by the way, I mean, we won't say who they are. I know this couple very well, and they have a great relationship. So it seems to be working for them.
What he kept repeating was, I'm not messy at all.
That's the key there, if you're going to do that.
I don't do this locally. What else did he say? He said, if she does it, she's not messy at all, so I don't know. I don't care. It's none of my business. Mm-hmm. And we're very happy together. Yeah.
He don't bring bitches to their crib. You know, he keeps
it blatant on
away
social media. Yeah. These bitches, he's fucking with bitches that's not going to fucking go crazy and call her and interrupt her life. Like,
yeah. And he said most of the time when he does this, they are one-offs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And because that's a concern that many women have. It's
the,
not
the
just
emotional
the sex,
aspect.
But
yeah, that's what
how
I'm
much
saying.
Do you like this person mm-hmm. that you're sleeping with? Yep. How much dialogue is there? How much, like, is it, are you starting another relationship? I know that's an issue that many women have.
Yep.
Yeah. And if it comes down to me or her, who's it going to be?
And I think that's where the slippery slope comes in, because the one-off cheating thing can be kind of overlooked because it's like, wow, okay, you fucked up as a mistake. Or even if it's an acceptable with, you know, if you guys have the open relationship, then that's kind of like, all right, I'll turn a blind eye to it. But if you really are beginning an emotional attachment with this person, it becomes a really complicated situation.
Well, cheating for me is not a deal breaker. I mean, obviously that's case by case basis, but
it is a case by case basis. Yeah,
cheating off rip. If she says, "Hey, I cheated on you," my immediate thought is not going to be "Fuck you, I'm out. This relationship is over." I mean, the way I look at it now, I'm not married, but 50% of marriage is divorce. So who's to say that I found someone that I get along with so well that I've committed myself, not going to say sexually, but committed myself emotionally to you?
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that the next bitch isn't going to fucking also cheat on me, not know how to fucking cook, leave her dirty drawers in the living room? Like, if I found someone that I'm this compatible with, her stepping out, depending on why and how, that's not a deal breaker for me.
That's kind of where I'm starting to be at. Yeah,
I'm afraid to speak on this. I may be there. I don't know.
Yeah, I think. I think being in this industry really. I mean, I know it's that not the end all be all, but that absolutely helps too because of how much goes on.
Well, I think everyone's doing. I don't think it's just
that's
this
what I'm
industry.
Saying. That's why I'm not saying it's just this industry. But I think you see it
so much more
because we're around it.
I think the projects are probably worse in this industry.
It's like the elephant in the room. Yeah, with people doing it and just not speaking of it or about it.
Yeah.
I don't know where I stand on this. To be honest. I've been in a situation where a woman has cheated on me, and I made her tell me every fucking detail of it to my face just so she could repeat all of the whorish fucking slutty acts that she did, and she fucking cried, and she thought I was the biggest weirdo ever.
Well, no, I mean, if you're going to work on getting over it, let's leave all thought
Yeah, be completely transparent.
Yeah, that, like, I mean,
if I'm gonna move on from this, I need to know everything, so I'm not laying in bed next to you wondering what the fuck.
Yeah, like,
you
oh
did.
Wait, when I did this, were you really here?
Yeah. And I took her back. I did.
Yeah,
but now again, I side with the women. Now it's different if you're off having a full fledged relationship.
Well, that's why I said it's case by case basis
with this man. That's number one. Number two, how do I feel about you? Like, are you just great in all of these other areas? Great enough for me to deal with it?
Right.
You fucking nigga.
Because there's so many other aspects. Because I don't really care.
To me, like, sex is an act.
It can be really mindless. It really can. And, like, really mean nothing.
I know women have different beliefs when it comes to this, but I know a lot of men, I won't say that I'm of this mind state, but I know a lot of men can just fuck a bitch. And that'd be it.
No, seriously, yeah.
We can not like them. We can never want to see them again.
Don't even know their name.
Yeah.
Don't even want to follow them on social media. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, especially if you start bringing alcohol into this equation. Shit.
Thank God I don't drink.
Rory, shut the fuck up.
I was like, you don't? I could have sworn.
Oh, he's got a 1 hour clean.
Congrats. Clap
for Rory.
No, I'm doing cleanse this week. Everyone...
I've been cleansing for two. Yeah,
I did last week. Well, I didn't do the weekend. I did Monday through Friday. I'm doing Monday through Friday again.
Deani and I have been doing it, and
it's been rough. It's been rough.
I'm really sick of all you binge folks. I am, really.
Okay.
Why?
Are you gonna drink on my birthday?
Have you ever binge? I told you.
I ain't. Bam, I'm a real nigga.
Monday for dinner.
Oh yeah.
Fuck, I look like binging. Not
define
a
binging. Do you watch a lot of TV shows at one time?
Talking about with food.
Oh, we're opposite of binging.
I wasn't suggesting I binge with food.
I mean, cleanse. You said cleanse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
binging,
sorry.
Binging. No,
I'm
totally
sorry.
Different.
I got my words mixed up. Yeah, all you fucking cleansing people out there.
It's becoming
very trendy.
Yeah. It is. But I'm doing it.
So is being in shape.
Literally not for, I don't tweet about it. I don't show my progress on Instagram. I literally do it because I drink way more than the average person and I'm trying to live.
That's a very
smart reason.
No, you're not.
You are not trying to live.
All right, then why am I alive?
If I wasn't trying to live,
I would have walked in front of the train on my way here.
Oh, here we go from one extreme to the other. I'm not saying that you're suicidal.
I'm just fucking with your words, to be honest.
Don't be a dick, all right? Your liver is shot to shit.
Absolutely. I would not disagree with you.
So... you probably don't have the liver of someone who's trying to live, and I probably am the wrong person to talk to you because my fucking lungs are shot to shit.
That's when you were getting to the bench thing. I was like, wait, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, I shouldn't talk about this at all. I'm going to die of cancer, like, soon.
Don't say that. God, jeez.
I mean, I'm just dealing with facts here. Number one, I'm very self-destructive. Number two, I've been smoking for a long time. We're talking about over 20 years.
Your family is hereditary with it.
That was my next point. My uncle has passed of cancer. My grandfather has passed of cancer. My father just fought cancer. My mother just finished radiation for cancer. Who the fuck? I can't be this arrogant to think that this is just going to skip
me. When you smoke two packs a day.
I do not smoke two packs a day.
Three packs. I'm sorry, bro.
Very funny. Don't mislead the people out there. My fans will be very sad in the untimely event of my demise. I do not smoke two packs a day. But, you know what's funny? Before I broke my foot and before I did couples therapy, I was doing really good with slowing down and trying to quit. Mm. I was down to about 7 cigarettes a day. Mm. And then I went to this house to do couples therapy.
And was like, fuck this.
Where you stick me around my ex who doesn't think very highly of me.
Yeah.
And there are at least 3 episodes of that show that I'm not going to watch because it's going to make me want to kill her. But... you put me in this house with no radio, no TV, no Wi-Fi, and just a bunch of strangers. There was really nothing to do but smoke. So I smoked excessively. And as soon as I left this house, I broke my foot. I wasn't even home for a week, and I broke my foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then the smoking has just increased dramatically. And as soon as I get this boot off of my fucking foot, that is something that I'm going to address because I do want to live. I do.
Well, my father has a theory, not so much with cigarettes, but with alcohol. It's not a great theory, but it's a realistic theory. Just don't do enough where they have to take it away from you. Where it has become so problematic with your life that you can no longer enjoy it.
Well, I'm an addict. So that theory probably doesn't apply to me because I do everything to where it's taking control of my life. My morning doesn't.
How we just go from cheating to addiction?
I know. I have. I guess they're hand in hand. I have a lung cancer tattoo on my back. Actually, my grandmother passed away from that. She was a smoker for a long, long time, and my mother was too. And actually, my whole family, and they all were able to quit when my grandmother passed because it just affected everybody so bad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was crazy. My mom has been a long time smoker. Like she used to smoke around us as kids, and I would always yell at her because it smelled so bad, and she wouldn't give a fuck. She'd be like, "I'm still smoking. Like lower your like put your window down." But when my grandmother passed, like she was able to put it down.
It's funny, my mom tells the story. My mom used to smoke, and I used to go to the store and get her cigarettes. Mm-hmm. But my mom tells me the story all the time of her being, what, 37, 30, I don't remember how old she was. But anyway, and I begged her to fucking stop smoking because I saw some commercial and was like,
yeah, that's
you smoke cigarettes, you're dead.
And
I'm like, oh my God, my mom is going to die.
I'm sure you weren't even paraphrasing that commercial.
No,
I'm
yeah.
sure that was just it right
Yo,
to
let
her
me tell you something. These fucking smoking commercials now are a bit too graphic.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I don't need to see Nancy with the shit to
the
her neck.
The hole in her throat. Yeah.
I used to smoke, and look what it done, man. Like, my nigga, really? Is this what you're doing out here? Now, in a weird type of reverse psychology type of way, because cigarette companies are not allowed to promote what I think, and this may just be the conspiracy theorist in me, but I've thought mm-hmm. this for a long time now. I think that a lot of these anti-smoking commercials and campaigns are fucking funded by cigarette companies. Because when cigarette smokers see a cigarette, we want to smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time Nancy comes on TV with that weird ass voice and tells me I'm about to die next week, know what I do? I smoke.
Have you seen the movie Thank You for Smoking?
No.
You would really enjoy it. It's a great movie. It's not a documentary.
Shit to help my life.
Yeah.
No. It's the opposite. It's pretty much what you're talking about.
Oh.
About how cigarettes companies, they do a whole anti-smoking campaign. It's all a fucking flip to make people smoke more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great movie. You would love it.
I agree with that. I do.
I hate conspiracy theories, but I really actually might.
It's not a conspiracy. Yeah. It's a real movie. It's not like a documentary.
No, I mean like just the general conception like of that, yeah. But I kind of do really agree with that.
Has anything else happened in the universe that we need to discuss?
I wanted to discuss something. I mean, we haven't had a podcast since, but the ESPYs happened.
Oh, I just thought of what I wanted to talk about. But anyway, go ahead.
That was
and
just
I made a. I put out a tweet about Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, man.
I forgot the exact tweet. I think I said something along the lines of trannies have taken Kylie's boyfriend and father.
I don't think you're supposed to use that word anymore. It's not PC.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. But naturally, I thought I was going to get killed on Twitter for it, but I didn't really care. My problem was people need to be consistent in their sensitivity. Where everyone is killing that little baby girl that looked like an old woman with all the memes,
oh, yeah, and she
that's
really
okay.
Has.
But the moment a guy gets tits, I can't make a joke. Fuck you.
Wait, what little baby girl?
Remember the meme? She looked like an old woman. And then she ended up having some sick,
yeah,
some
it was
disease.
Like some really bad
and they
disease.
Still killed her.
I never saw that.
You did. You probably just don't remember.
Yeah.
So I just want people to be consistent in their sensitivity. Why? The same people that are making these jokes. If you're sensitive all the time, that's fine. I'm not mad at you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people on my timeline that pick and choose the things that they're sensitive about when they don't even affect their own lives. Why can't I make a joke, but you can clown Blue Ivy for not combing her hair? But a guy gets tits, and I'm an asshole for making a joke about it? A 65-year-old man?
Yeah, also, you are an asshole for
and
making
also,
a joke about
our
it,
generation, I mean, yeah, you are an asshole, but there's also that. Like, our generation is a lot more fucking sensitive now, like, about every single thing. Like, everything has to
no,
be
PC. No, they pick and choose
right.
what they're
no,
sensitive about.
People
it's
that,
fucking
that make
weird
fun of,
to me.
No, people that make fun of Blue Ivy's hair, they get fucking... dragged to shit because they're fucking talking
about
a child.
I'm not saying I should get dragged.
No, but
I'm
saying
just like the same people that are making jokes about other topics that are just as sensitive, not necessarily Blue Ivy one, but
you can't tell people why, what they should and should not be sensitive about.
Right. But it doesn't immediately affect their life. I feel like I can.
Even if you have
but it might
a
not affect their life, but it might be their
somewhere
beliefs.
In here. Like you can't dictate what people's triggers are. Like somebody out there that's making that's being sensitive and replying to your fucking ignorant tweet may have a transgender family member.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. When it doesn't immediately affect their lives, I'm talking about the people that I know on the timeline. If you're sensitive all the time about something, I'm not talking to you. You're just a sensitive person, and you think.
But I don't know if I don't know, and see, this is where me and you collide because you're just a bit younger, and I'm 70 years old. I don't know if we can call people sensitive because you are blatantly offending.
Yeah,
a
that's
large
like an
group
outright
of people.
Offensive to. Well,
like yeah. I'm not. I wouldn't categorize me as someone that's sensitive. I'm actually the opposite.
I think you're really open-minded and yeah, no,
sensitive. Mm-hmm. I try to just understand everyone's viewpoint, and. That tweet is offensive.
That is offensive. No, afterwards,
not to me personally.
I was told that tranny is not acceptable anymore. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's like when I found out that
I didn't know that.
Short people shouldn't be called midgets. Yeah. I never knew that my entire life. I never knew that that word was offensive.
I found out on a video set when there was little people that they want to be referred to as little
people. I just thought that that was... I thought that was the name.
I thought literally a word, the definition of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought
that's... what they were called.
Yeah.
It until, well, you know, I learned
differently. Is dwarfs PC? Or no, there's a difference between dwarfism and something else, right? Because there's
a
certain...
I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, it's like too much.
But yeah, just to quickly end that conversation, not even specific to the comment I made, but I know you were on the timeline and you as well saw all these people getting mad at people making jokes about Caitlyn Jenner. Like they were bad people and they didn't believe in equality.
People also want to just be activists about everything.
I just think that's odd that on Twitter, when you continuously make jokes, you decide now.
Well,
that's where we draw the line. The line of jokes is Caitlyn Jenner. That's it.
I mean, she.
No, that's where we draw the line of jokes is her.
It's not necessarily.
No,
it's
not just her though.
Yeah, it's just different
things. It's not just her. I learned that at times I'm a bit too mature for Twitter, like. The ESPYs was one of those moments for me where it's difficult for me to just look at ignorance. And, you know, it flooded the timeline when the ESPYs was on, oh, fuck this nigga, bitch, he still got a dick, fuck that. Like, just people.
Well, that's
that,
ignorant.
I mean, your tweet was
a joke.
Little bit.
Oh, it was ignorant. It was definitely ignorant. I'm saying the straight up.
You're joking. I know you're joking, but the joke is in
I don't
bad.
Have any problems with the transgenders. The I don't joke, give a shit.
Okay, but if you were to die directly after
oh, yeah.
that
and
tweet.
And that was your last
it would be,
tweet.
We had that conversation this week.
I think about that all the fucking
if
you time.
We had that on Saturday
on my
night, we had that conversation.
Shit like that.
Like, damn, if
you die directly after that tweet, no, you yeah. have a problem with
yeah,
transgender.
Yeah, you go, you're taking
you
it to the
them.
Grave.
Yeah,
yeah me, Rory and I had a conversation. I forgot who else was included in this conversation over the weekend where, you know, anytime I see, you know, rest in peace and an at name on Twitter,
you
I
go
immediately go to the dead person's timeline and read it a
and
lot.
It's like, damn. This was your last thought.
It's always
this is
eerie though when they
you.
Have something that alludes to death in their timeline, like just randomly lyrics or something. Like that's always kind of freaky as shit.
I was reading an article.
If I die, just I'll give you my password now.
Yeah,
just
like,
delete
fix
my Twitter.
Some shit. Like do something.
Yeah, you know
I'll
what?
Give you my password.
I do have to give someone my password in
just,
the event
just,
that
just
I pass.
Delete it.
Because I would want somebody to be able to let the fans know that I'm gone. I'd hate for them to just read it. In a fucking article or some shit that's probably just gonna bash
a reliable
me.
Source, yeah, forget that. go straight to Twitter.
Yeah. But I was reading an article. I do a lot of reading. And that's probably why
I do with my I need my finger, but I do a lot of reading too.
That's probably why I take more to Twitter than Instagram. Like I enjoy reading. So I was reading an article about Future's album and ASAP Yams's death.
Oh, and the glorification of Scissor.
Yeah, I think that was Watch Loud.
Yeah,
who
I saw
put
that yesterday.
Article out.
It was a cool thing too with Yams, the graphic.
I think Xanax are more of a problem than people think they are.
Yeah, but
I think it's a very popular drug of this generation.
They're both an issue. Like lean
but
is
syrup
killing
gets
people.
More. Xanax are killing people. People make Xannies with mad shit. It's just Xannies. I mean, Xannies are talked about, but they're not talked about as much, I think, as
well,
syrup.
That's that
I'm
was
sorry,
OG. That was OG Mako's beef, though, with Future, like the whole 56 nights or something like that. He said that took 56 bars, had to fall back or some shit like that. That's Xan. So he's glorified. That's the
right message, wrong person from him. I'm sorry, Joe, interrupted. What was the article about?
Well, it was about what you guys were just saying, the glorification of prescription drug use.
Yeah.
And the article hit home with me because I was a victim of prescription drugs. When I went and had my finger operated in 2011 or 10 or one of those years, and they prescribed me Percocets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was hooked.
Oh, yeah.
I was hooked. And Perks were never my drug of choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't live without Perks. I needed them.
I don't like them.
So I do understand it. But what the article was, they mentioned all of the people that passed away from prescription drugs on and drug use, period. They mentioned Pipsy. Yep. They mentioned DJ.
Screw?
Screw. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how DJ AM passed.
He was in a plane crash.
Plane crash.
That was a plane crash?
Yeah.
Damn it. That's a horrible.
And he was the one who had
go.
One of those eerie last tweets, too. That was actually who I was thinking about when I said that before.
But they made mention of ASAP Yam's last tweet, which was Bodine Brazy.
Yeah. It's really...
And then Future has a line on his album that says, "Rest in peace, Yams." I'm on that codeine right now. I don't know the line, but
something in that family.
I can understand both sides of that. I guess I can understand Future saying, "Rest in peace, Yams," and then big upping something that he loved so much. But I also get the whole it killed him.
Right, like. Well, I don't know.
I don't know how much credit I'm going to give Future as a lyricist, but that can also mean rest in peace. I realize what I'm doing is fucking wrong.
No. Not taking that, it there.
It can't,
I'm not giving him the credit of that double entendre.
That's like, that's okay. I mean, like, it's not
it can't, so... It can't mean that when your album is called Dirty Sprite
No,
2.
I said I'm not giving him the credit as a lyricist, but that could be a double entendre if it was another rapper.
To me, it's more... It's almost... I mean, it's not that drastic at all, but that's damn near like, yo, rest in peace. I'm hanging out your killer right now. Like, that's really what the fuck... Like, the dude that killed you, here I am with him. Like, that shit is...
And the article basically... you should read it. Go to @WatchLouds. Timeline. We're not going to read it now, but if you want to read it, it's on @WatchLouds timeline, and you can go check it out for yourself. But they made a lot of references to how Epic's entire rollout
was around this drug.
Was around drug use. Like, really perpetuating the shit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit sad. It was sad, but it was a real good article. We went to see Rory and myself and quite a few other people. We went to Caroline's on Saturday. Someone who I follow and who follows me, we followed each other for quite a few years. He's a comedian, and every time he has performed in New York, I've always been out of town or I've always been on tour. I've been busy and haven't been able to make it.
Say his name. He deserves a plug.
Well,
he's funny as
it.
Fuck.
I'm going to say his name. His name is @BoLastName. Name B-O last name. So we go there. This is pretty funny. We go there. He was opening up for D.L. Hughley. And we go there, and I got my crutches. I'm just fucking sitting there, and a lot of pressure's on me because I brought about 7 to 8 people with me to see someone I follow perform who I've never met, and I've never seen him do comedy before. But he's funny on Twitter. Now, being funny on Twitter doesn't really translate.
Because a lot of really funny people, as far as stand-up, are not funny on Twitter.
But I'll tell you, this guy came out at Bo Last Name and tore that house down. He was extremely funny. He was the funniest act of the night.
In my opinion.
He was funnier than
his
opener.
His delivery was perfect. He didn't skip a beat. There wasn't one moment where you weren't laughing.
Yeah, it was great. I really should have purchased the DVD, but I found him to be way funnier than even D.O. Hughley.
Yeah.
So I want to shout him out. Shout out to Bo Last Name. But I thought about that because in one of the openers set, he was making jokes about getting your prostate checked. And when we were having that conversation about cancer, people probably really should. I've tweeted this before, and everybody just fucking laughed at me because Twitter's not the place where you should ever tweet anything that can help people
like
live.
Serious or helpful. Yeah.
Well, you're putting in helping people live and putting a finger in someone's ass, so it's just not for Twitter.
But if you are around my age or older, especially black men between 34 and 40. You know, I know that that's something that is neglected, and I do want to urge everyone to get their prostate checked out.
I've already had mine. I'm 25.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. It was kind of a traumatic experience at first.
I'm sure.
I was not excited about it.
Yeah.
I don't have to go into too much detail, but...
But that's important. I mean, if we're going to...
No, it is.
Hey, somebody putting their finger in my ass or putting something in my... I've never had it done, so I don't know, but somebody putting something in my ass
or
me dying...
Or putting yourself in the grave, yeah.
Go ahead and get your finger on.
I will give advice, real advice, not as a joke. Don't go to a walk-in clinic if you live in the city. Try to go to a specialist. I mean, see if your healthcare covers it. Because I have had it checked twice, and the walk-in clinic is very aggressive, especially if it's your first time. The specialist, it's easy.
Now, that seems odd that at your age, you're 25, right?
Yeah.
That you've had this done twice. Why?
Is it a fear of yours?
Is cancer in your family?
Yeah. Okay. My father has problems with it, so I went to get it checked out, and then they needed a second opinion. But the second opinion was a specialist, and I don't have anything wrong.
Thank God.
So, yeah. But okay. it was definitely a traumatic experience. They need a nurse's assistant there too. So it kind of feels like she's just calling someone in to laugh at you as well. You know, you're on your side. It's,
I get it.
You're on that paper that they wrap deli sandwiches in. It's just an uncomfortable experience.
We'll segue out of fingers in the asses. Let me tell you something.
No, let's keep talking about it.
So wait, I have a correction. It's not Robin Williams' death anniversary. It's his birthday. But this summer,
yeah, I thought
still
that felt
year.
A little.
Yeah,
it's still a year though. It'll be a year, I think, next month.
Okay.
I was on my living room couch where I spend most of my time had my injury, right? And I was scrolling down the timeline, just looking for something to read. I'm an information geek. Like I crave new information. And I stumbled across Angela Yee's podcast link, right?
I didn't know she had a podcast.
Lip Service.
Angela Yee does a podcast called Lip Service.
It's new or old?
It's old.
New.
Well,
no, it's new.
Is it new?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it may be old to me. Angela Yee used to do Lip Service on Sirius Radio.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember. 8:45 on like Monday and Tuesday
that
night.
And that show was very graphic, and it was all about sex and women. It reminded me of Sex and the City quite a bit.
Cool.
So I saw a link for Angela Yee's podcast, and because I enjoy hearing the thoughts of women, I clicked on it.
Mm-hmm. Steph Santiago's on that. It's pretty dope.
Now, I didn't know she was on there. So I click on this fucking link, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as the good Lord would have it, who's the fucking guest on this show? My ex, Kaylin Garcia.
Oh, I saw that.
So I'm listening to this show.
Oh, my.
And she's just running her fucking mouth.
Oh, wow.
She got a couple drinks in her. She's talking about all the niggas she's fucked and hasn't fucked. And if Joe's a good fuck or if he ain't a good fuck. Can Joe eat pussy? Can he not eat? Like, it was just too much for me.
Uh-huh.
It was, and I was sitting, my ear was glued to this fucking pot. It was 90 minutes long. I listened to all fucking 90 minutes of it because I couldn't miss a beat because I was looking for reasons to be angry. Because that's what I like to do, too.
You don't say.
That's horrible, but self-awareness is important.
It's more important than self-love.
So I'm listening to fucking reasons to be mad, and there were many of them. There were so many. But.
Well, air it out.
I bring this
I
up.
I wish I had the
no, I won't. No, I
the
love.
Fucking flex bomb.
No, I love Kaylin Garcia. I love her, and she's a dear friend of mine, so I would never air her out. But it got me to thinking.
Is that how people feel when they listen
very, to there were very many points in this podcast where I wished I was present to interject.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted, like, the way that women speak about certain shit when the man is not around to, like, I don't want to say tell the truth, but give his version, a woman's version and a man's version, they are very, very, very different. Needless to say, I wasn't there, so I wasn't able to interject. But I did see Kaylin the next day, and I fucking let her have it.
Oh, you should have had her on the podcast.
She won't do the podcast.
But she'll do Angela Yee's.
Yeah. And I was a little taken aback by that. I'm like, hey, my podcast gets a lot of fucking listeners.
I'm a bit offended.
Yeah, but it's you.
I'm like, what mean?
The fuck are you?
You're about to be on TV together.
Yeah, but they paid her handsomely for that.
I'll get her lunch.
It paid her more money than I'm sure she's ever received at one time. And we're not going to tell her that I made more than her on the show, because she'll get very mad. But anyway.
I mean, you are the star in this situation.
That. Well, that's just the thing. I've spoken to a couple other rappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes women feel as if they not only are bigger than you, but that you are only as big as you are because of them.
I don't agree with either one of those, but I do think, though, she had an argument, it would be that you couldn't do this show without me because I am the couple of the therapy.
That is untrue.
I mean, he can go on himself. I'm saying not in any other situation, but in that, like, you need two people to do it. So it's like, well,
I'm not going to reveal what happened behind the scenes, but I was there.
I know what happened. I know.
And I want to say it, but I'm not going to say it.
I know the story, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, that's how it played out. So I could see where she could build an argument off that, but I still think you should get paid more. You are the star, and you...
Joe could have brought a random chick on there and made another star.
That's true.
You are good for that.
That is true. Like, but I won't discredit Kaylin at all because I don't want her to get.
I love Kaylin. She's a really great person.
She's done well in her own right, but she's never said that to me, so I don't want to put words in her mouth. But in the event that she would have feel is like if she made me, that would be my job. Whatever. Anyway, my point in bringing all of this up.
I'm just came from men here.
My point in bringing all of this up was to ask you both.
Okay.
If your ex was present and they were talking about you, tell me what they would say.
I just spoke to mine yesterday, actually.
Which ex? That changes.
Give me the ex that has the most experience or knows you the best.
Okay. Shit. Marissa, go first.
I think he'd say everything pretty diplomatic. The only thing...
Wait, is this a boyfriend we're talking about here?
Talk about smoke.
You got to ask with Marissa now.
I'm talking about smoke.
I start telling us about what Fish Spot would say.
Oh, you know what happened yesterday? Which is why we had to speak. Some fucking freak made a fake Instagram page. It only had like 2 followers and whatever. No profile picture, private page. Went 4 years back into my Instagram photos where there's still old photos of me and him. And commented like, bitches be crazy. Wonder if his new girl knows. And I replied back. I'm like, oh, the irony of you calling someone crazy. You just stalked my page 4 years. Then they deleted their page. Made it again, came back yesterday, added, I guess, a page of hers. They realized that was an old page, added a different one. I guess that was an old page. And then they added her again and was like, oh, found you in like her current page or whatever. And I replied like, you know, you've done nothing groundbreaking. You went 4 years back. It's not going to affect her. It's not affecting me. I don't delete photos. Like, that was my life then. This is it now. I don't really give a fuck. And, like, you know, this is fucking pointless. And he was like, well, I don't like either one of you, or she. It was a guy profile, but I think it's a girl. They were like, I don't like either one of you bitches. This is just comedy to me. And I'm like, okay. So I had hit him like.
Money. We're going off on a tangent.
Well,
I just want to know what Smoke would say about
But I had to hit him and I had to ask, you know, do you know this person? He obviously said no. But anyway, so we spoke yesterday. No, I think he's proud of what I've done. He's always said it. His family's always said it. Like, they're really, they like my drive and shit like that. So he just, you know, but as far as why we broke up, he always says, like, oh, she was really jealous, which really wasn't the case. And, but other than that, I don't think he'd have anything negative to say. He's still very, you know, we have good conversations when we speak. We're still in a good place. So I think it'd be positive. Why are you staring at me like that?
This is why we need cameras in here.
So you, let me just understand this here. Do you understand the question I'm asking?
Yeah, how would they speak of you?
So you think your ex...
negative shit popped up in my head for me.
And this is why I'm a bit taken aback by what Marissa's saying.
We didn't even end on a bad note.
I'm not asking that your ex would say if you were present.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying if someone asked him about me.
If your ex was like a job reference...
I'm very well aware of what you're asking, and I'm telling you
your ex
you
would have nothing but great things to say.
Yeah, also, not to be honest, because Smoke's actually a really good person. Like, he doesn't speak badly of anybody, and he and I did not end on a negative note. We've never been in a negative place.
Acknowledging someone's character defects doesn't have to be bashing.
Well, that's what I said. He would say that I was jealous because he used to do some fuck shit on social media, and I'd get pissed about it because it was very prevalent and clear.
Jealousy is normally coupled with insecurity. Would he say you're insecure?
No, I wouldn't. I would say he did something
real. Would he say that?
No, I don't think he would say that, but he would just used to say, I'm jealous and I'm just beasting over social media for no reason. But I had every fucking reason and he knows that, but he didn't want to accept wrongdoing in that situation.
Would he say you're the best sex partner he's ever had?
Probably best head.
You speak really highly of your head.
I don't speak highly of it. I'm answering that question.
No, you've spoken highly about it before.
Okay.
That has yet to be confirmed. I know if we could just... you know what? And I'm off on a tangent. We're going to get to Rory. But a lot of women out there think that they give them this fucking the most amazing
head. I just go
back
on the feedback.
Yo, let me
because,
just tell
because
you,
he comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Let me tell, let me tell you women out there, about 75% of women probably don't give the greatest head. Well, you know, I'll rephrase that. I'll paraphrase. Your head is probably not as great as you think. Yeah. It is. Well, I'll just say that.
And you know women are going to retort that. Be like, your dick's not as good as you think it is. So it's going to go both ways.
I'm more than willing to talk about my dick and how great or ungrade it is after we finish dealing with this point. Women always want to jump from topic to topic. We can talk about your head giving and we can bash me after the fact, but that's off on a tangent. So I don't know. I just find it hard to believe that your ex would have nothing but great things to say.
I'm very confident in that. I don't really have anything negative to say about him either.
Well, one day I'd love to, if we had more time right now, because I know we're at an hour, I figured we were. If we had more time, I would want to call him right now.
He's off of work, I think.
I would want to ask him, but I'm sure Rory has a lot.
Fuck you. No, so I was gonna sum it up. I was gonna sum it up since we are at an hour. I'm gonna start with the good one first. My ex would say I'm extremely supportive, but in my supporting, I'm a bit insensitive when it comes to her feelings. So she can count on me no matter what, but am I the person that's going to sit there and sympathize and let you vent? No. I like to fix problems. Some women just want to talk about the problem, not fix it. And I can come off sort of like an asshole and extremely insensitive, and it may seem like I don't care about what she has to say. I just have trouble processing that type of stuff.
This guy. It may seem like I don't care what she has to say. I just don't want to hear what she has to say. What way to go, Rory?
I'm insensitive.
Holy shit. My fucking co-host, boy. This is crazy.
No, I care. I'm here. If you're someone that I love, I want to fix your problem. Out of that nature and my care for you, I want to fix your problem. But sometimes women don't need the problem to be fixed. They just want to talk about the problem. And I maybe don't have the patience to do that sometimes.
You don't think it's your job as her significant other to listen?
Yeah, I'm saying this is a negative thing. I'm not suggesting that. No, this is where I think I lack in relationships and where sometimes there is a disconnect, because I am a bit insensitive when it comes to just being there to listen, not to fix. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get your logic.
Oh, he might say I'm selfish too.
Oh, what do you know? We found something else.
I just thought of that.
Negative that he might say.
He used to always get mad when I would always think of me and not us. But I didn't do that on purpose. I'm just used to that.
Yep, that's self-centered. That's selfish. That's self-absorbed. I'm sure there would be more adjectives than maybe some are failing to come to you at the moment. I mean, I ask this because listening to my ex speak about me, I think the person that I am and the person that she was describing are two totally different people.
Yeah, but you can't.
I think everyone would say
you can't
though.
Speak for her experience and how she interpreted.
Yes, the fuck
things.
I can.
No, you can't.
And
for
yes, I will.
How she interpreted things inside, how they made her felt, and how she viewed them.
Then I can speak to her interpretation skills. Yes, I can.
That's not very fair.
If her interpretation,
everyone's experience is unique to them.
If her interpretation skills,
you can't tell people what to be sensitive
exactly.
and their triggers. Okay.
Yes.
If
two people go through the same experience, they could come out of that experience having two totally different mind frames. Looking at that experience completely different, and it can be said
it could
for
be
you
wrong.
Too.
So you can't really chastise someone for doing it, but you can tell them you're wrong.
No, how you
well, again,
take an experience can vary.
Well, again, I'm not saying that. You know, I'm not saying that she should change her views of me. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's funny how two people that have been in a committed relationship and have spent so much time together
can have two totally different views on the same thing.
It happens. It really does.
Well, hence why relationships don't work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm great. I don't give a fuck about what my exes think.
I wish Tahiri knew how to rap. I really wish. I wish she was a great rapper.
Why? So we can get Devil Part 2. I think Part 1 was enough.
Oh, I don't want to laugh. I love Tahiri.
I would love to hear a rebuttal.
I love Tahiri too, but we never want to hear another Devil
said,
record.
I wish she knew how to rap.
I told Tahiri.
I never heard Devil.
Oh, lucky you.
I watched the episode on Love & Hip Hop, but I didn't go listen to the record.
You bigged it up on TV.
Lucky you. I did a lot of things
on TV. You still got
TV.
That verse in the... Mm-hmm.
No.
In the tuck?
No, I don't have anything in the tuck. Do we have emails? I don't have anything in the tuck. And I told Tahiri I was going to stop making records about her, and she was very disappointed. She's like, oh, wow. I think she's the only one that actually gets a kick out of songs being made about her. Every other person hates it.
I pretended your new one was about me when you mentioned Squad.
Shut up, Marissa.
I was telling everyone on Twitter that was Marissa singing the hook, though.
Oh, my God. Like, I tried to be courteous, right? Because my new album contains quite a few bars and verses about various women. So I try to be courteous and let these women hear these what's being said about them in advance before the masses get to hear it. Mm-hmm. They all were pretty upset.
Yo, when you told me about the one that you guys
made,
I don't
think they're
going to
be happy with All Love Lost.
when you let me know about the verse that potentially, you know, that's not going to come out now, that shit, not a good feeling. So I can understand.
By the way, that verse still might come out.
What?
And it wasn't really about you,
per
se.
Yeah, it is.
No, she's talking about...
Yeah.
Slowdown.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about.
That is.
Like, it wasn't about you per se.
I mean, it wasn't about you.
A Jace. Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah, you a Jace.
Yeah. And it'll just come back at me.
We had a good Jace joke this weekend. I forgot what it was.
Oh, that was the greatest a Jace joke.
Oh, I missed it.
It was you at the Spades table. Was I in a relationship with Jace, I think?
Yeah, something like that. You had to be there, but it was really funny. Yeah. It was great. Let's get the emails, because they'll take a while, because Rory can't read.
So why did this person use the same exact fucking title?
We get a
title?
Lot of, am I a scumbag subjects.
But I think they're just trying to do that because they know we're going to read those. Let's stop baiting them, Rory.
I mean, I like to hear people doing scummy shit. Rather. The girl I've been talking to as of late has expressed to me that she's curious and wants a threesome. Another one of these. I've been trying to find a girl, but the only lead I found is a friend of mine. I guess you could say a jump off. We cool. We used to fuck. No strings type shit. Does this make me a scumbag if I have a threesome with my current girl and my jump off? My jump knows I'm with this girl and we haven't had sex since I've been with my girl. But I know this will open the door. She's already asked that we should have sex alone first and then have the threesome. And my girl expressed if she likes it, she's cool with it. Just don't make it a regular thing. So my dilemma is, how do I pull this off without fucking it up? Side note, I've never had a threesome, so maybe my eagerness could be clouding my judgment.
I'm just, I think you're in a good place. I just think this jump off girl is a little bit too, like, the whole, oh, let's have sex first by ourselves. Like, she's waiting for you, fam. So she might make this a little messy in the sense that she'll try to bait you, like, you know, behind the scenes, and it could get a little shitty.
Threesomes with your girlfriend in particular should be with random women or a woman that she brings.
That she brings, yeah.
In my opinion.
It just leaves for a less mess. It can happen with a friend.
I don't think he's a scumbag.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
You haven't done anything.
I think he just used that for us to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're a scumbag. Even if you decided to go through with this, I don't think you're a scumbag.
He's probably pretty young, so don't force. You should never force the threesome. Yeah. They never end well if you force them.
The fact that you even have to question this feels like it's not a good idea. So I would just say leave it alone, especially if you're very happy with your current situation. And if you haven't fucked up yet with this other girl, just leave it.
If you can trust the side bitch to not be a messy bitch.
From this email, I can't trust. I don't trust her.
All right. Well, let me know how that pans out.
I want him to write back.
Email us with an update.
All right. Who else we got here?
I like this guy. He always tweets us.
He does tweet us a lot. All right, bad timing is the subject. Okay, so this is a hell of a long story, but I'll keep it short. I'm talking to dating this girl. We have a bit of history. We were texting a year or so ago, but nothing happened. We started hanging out a few months ago. We both like each other, but I guess it's an issue of bad timing. She's been going on vacation on and off all of July. She's coming back in August, but then I'm leaving to go to Greece on vacation because I DJ out there. My question is, what are your feelings? Does bad timing really exist? Like, if you want to be with someone, then be with them, right? I listen to the podcast every week. Keep up the dope work.
I truly believe in bad timing. Everything happens for a reason. If something's not happening, it's also for a reason. So
I, too, believe in bad timing.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I think it exists.
Yeah. Firm believer in that.
Yep. That was easy.
And if it's meant to be, it's going to come back.
Well, no, he's asking, should he be with her? Because they're both not going to be near each other. He's going to Greece. She's doing vacation shit.
I mean, if you guys are cool with that.
I wouldn't put the chains on you to try to, you're still getting to know each other and now you're going to get in a long distance relationship.
I mean, it's not going to really be for a long period of time though. I believe it's just kind of for the summer. So they're not going to get the good quality time now. But if you guys are both on the same page, you think you want to take it further and you think you're in a good space to be able to, then go for it.
I'm not personally volunteering to be a pen pal.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't see it's not for a long period of time.
You're asking too much of me for you to not be present. Men have needs. I know women think that we don't, but we do. Men have needs and they need to be met. And what happens is when they aren't met, we adapt.
But I also feel too, like when something's not happening, like I said, it's for a reason. So don't force it.
So that's what we got.
Yep.
No, we got one more. I'm trying to get new subjects because people complain that we listen to the same shit.
Write more shit. Send more emails and we won't keep reading the same shit.
We got 1,000 fucking emails about the back-to-back album thing.
Oh yeah, I saw a lot of tweets about that.
And just a side note, we did the top five. People are bringing up like I love the Clips, but bringing up Clips albums, like, we should have said that. And I'm like, it's the top five. We're not doing a bracket. Yeah, I think people thought we were doing a bracket.
I think, well,
you did say to tweet us.
But that's my thing. I was telling people to just tweet us their opinions and ideas. Rory and I were having a conversation. This podcast is very much in a conversation style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we haven't put together this long, concentrated list of all the people we think should be there. Yeah. And I kind of don't do that on purpose, so we could hear from you guys. And not just let it be Rory and I conversing with each other. So just
the one tweet I did get, which we did miss, was AT Aliens Aquemini. That could be talked about.
Well, that should be there.
Yeah,
that probably should be there.
Yeah.
All right. In need of a quick history lesson. Just wondering how you, Joe, and Marissa met. You seem to be pretty cool and good friends, despite the fact that you're clearly from different universes. Although you do keep her near because you've grown accustomed to her or her personality traits.
I can answer how you
met. I don't keep her near.
Thanks, Joe.
I hate her.
You're a dick.
All right, go ahead, Monty.
In 2010, we had
She sucked me off.
Fuck off. You're so disgusting.
I left the other half of that because it was rude.
All right, that's good. Roy's growing up.
We have a mutual friend, and she was friends with a woman that Joe was dating at the time, and we all went over to your house when you first lived in Edgewater. And we played a game night. It was cool, whatever. You thought I was really funny, so you followed me on Twitter. You eventually unfollowed me because you felt that my humor in person did not translate into my tweets. And then one day I said some funny shit again, and you refollowed me because you saw it, someone retweeted, and you're like, wow, that was fucking funny. So you refollowed me again. And then one day the next year you tweeted, what the fuck? Why can't I find any platonic friends that just want to come over and play games and not want to fuck me or something like that? So I DM'd you. I'm like, I love games and I definitely don't want to fuck you. So
that problem still exists today, by the way.
And you were like, word, come through. So I was like, all right, cool.
I asked on Twitter for the date to Caroline's. I said, can I just have a platonic date to Caroline's that's not going to pressure me into sex?
Yeah. So then I went over, we hung out, and then you needed an assistant. It kind of worked out timing. So I moved into your 1,000 bedroom house. People still use that as like, oh yeah, she fucked him because she lived with him. Bro, 1,000 people live with us. And we've just been tied up since then.
That was a pretty cool backstory.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we met like that.
Yeah, I know. I knew you wouldn't remember. That's why I told it.
I didn't remember any of that shit.
So what would have been your story if you went first?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know. But yeah, that sounds accurate. I'm going to roll with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, look at the back history of I'll Name This Podcast.
How do you guys know each other, honestly?
Me and Joe met. I was working for a company, and we were going to do a clothing collaboration. I produced the Castles video, I think, off No Love Lost.
No Love Lost.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
I produced the Castles video. And then I don't know, to be honest.
So this is dating 2013?
Rory and I grew closer in friendship because he was a cocaine 80s fan.
That might have been it.
That's really just it.
Oh.
People's taste in music tells a lot about them. I'm of that belief.
So what does my taste say?
I won't say because I don't want to be rude. And I love and care about you.
Thank you.
We won't go into what your music taste says, but it says a lot. It says a lot worse than what you say Smoke would say about you.
Okey-dokey.
So there is that.
Yeah, I liked our episode today. I think we talked about some good stuff.
Yeah, we actually had content.
real conversations about shit.
Yeah, we squeezed a lot of shit in.
Yeah, let's hope next week we have the Frank Ocean album.
We'll have a birthday update. Hello.
Yeah, hopefully we do get that Frank Ocean album.
Well, you said the 23rd, right, Roar?
That's what Twitter says.
He's getting that from
which
Twitter.
Which means that's fucking true.
Exactly.
Duh.
Yeah, well, that is what that means. So we'll just cross our fingers and wait for it. Joe right. Budden, I'll Name This Podcast Later, episode number 23. Holla.
Bye. Yes, got the last word.